This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My beloved brothers and sisters, if you are to look at the Hajj, which can only take place in Dhul-Hijjah, just like the fasting of Ramadan can only take place in the month of Ramadan, whereas when it comes to the charity and zakat, you can give it throughout the year. Whereas when it comes to prayer, you pray every single day. But prayer is also time-specific, but on a daily basis. The Ramadan is time-specific, but on an annual basis within a month. Hajj is time-specific, particular days within the month of Dhul-Hijjah. So when you look at these days, you will come to realize that indeed we were taught about this by the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. But it actually goes back to many prophets of Allah. Allah loves when he is obeyed, when he says something, when he instructs something, and we obey that instruction. He loves it so much. We believe in Allah, and then we understand that this is Allah Almighty, his decision, his plan. He decided this for me and I've got to get it done. If Allah tells you to pray 5 times a day, you pray without questioning. And then see what Allah does for you over time. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, if you look at his life, he married Hajar, may peace be upon her. He had a son, Ismail, may peace be upon him. And this was after many years when he was quite old. And then Allah Almighty instructed him, gave him a few instructions. Firstly, they were in Makkatul Mukarramah, and Allah asked him to leave them there and to go and pray, to go and worship him. So as he was leaving them, he prayed to Allah, "Oh Allah, I'm leaving them here in order that I worship you, I call out to you, and I respond to your call to me." What did the family do? Subhanallah, this is a lesson we learn from these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, because it happened during these days. Subhanallah. And so what did they do? They knew it's barren land. They asked him, "Where are you going?" He said, "Well, Allah has instructed me." Allahu amarak. Did Allah instruct you? Yes, he did. Well, then it's okay. He will take care of us. Where am I going? To pray or to call out to Allah, to follow the instruction of Allah. When am I going to come back? No idea. So Hajar, may peace be upon her, was left with Ismail, may peace be upon him. And so they didn't have much in terms of provision, and Allah provided for them. They prayed very hard. The mother prayed very hard, and she actually started searching for water or for a caravan that might have been passing. And as she is searching for this caravan, she went from Mount Safa down to the valley and up to Mount Marwa, down to the valley and up to Mount Safa again, hoping that when she gets to the top, she might draw the attention of a passing caravan. In the meantime, at a certain point, she heard water. She saw birds. Water started gushing from the ground. The Zamzam that is actually gushing to this day was a miracle. Allah granted it to this woman, the wife of the Prophet Ibrahim, may peace be upon her and upon him. And their son, Ismail, at the time, he was the son. They were in Makkah. And then a whole city developed from that particular place. Look at how it started with a seed. Generations later, look where it's become. When he sacrificed for Allah, he says, "Oh Allah, I'm leaving my family here for your sake. You've told me to go and do something. I'm going to get it done. I know you're going to look after my family." How many of us would leave the home just for salah to the masjid around the corner or a few kilometers away and say, "I'm going for the sake of Allah"? Yes, if you're living in a dangerous area, perhaps you may have an excuse. Or if you're living in an area where you need to lock up, make sure that everything's, you know, safe and secure, make sure that that is. But if it's relatively secure, what excuse do you have? Subhanallah. You know what Allah did for Ibrahim alayhi salam? He says, "Rabbana liyuqimu as-salah." فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. Oh Allah, I've left them in order for me to fulfill salah, to establish what you've asked me to fulfill. So make the hearts of the people to come inclined towards this place. Or, subhanallah, towards these people, towards them. Guess what? To this day, we all want to go to Mecca. We're all saddened that we're unable to go due to the virus or whatever else it may be. That's amazing. Look at how Allah blessed them. And this is why when Allah told Ibrahim alayhi salam later when they built the house, the Kaaba, him and his son Ismail, Allah says to them, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. You just announce the pilgrimage. They will come to you walking in on every lean camel. From every far place they will come to this day. That dua, that supplication, we witness it and we're a part of it. Subhanallah. Look at the gift of Allah upon the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. May Allah grant us goodness. There are more lessons to follow inshallah in the next episode. Until then, أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.